With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. In a tight labor market, more companies are investing in training programs.
It just isn't optional anymore. You have to open up the purse strings and pay for extra training for your employees, not just to get the workers in the door, but it's a matter of retention as well. If you want your workers to stay happy, you have to give them a chance to develop their skills.
Wall Street Journal reporter Zeke Manaya joins us with more in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who was sentenced last week to 47 months in prison, faces another sentencing hearing this week, this time in Washington, D.C. He's facing up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to two counts of conspiracy against the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct justice. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson found Manafort in violation of his plea agreement, ruling that he had repeatedly lied to investigators. This week, she'll decide whether his sentence will be added to or run concurrently with the 47-month sentence handed down last week. Landlords could pose a challenge to Tesla's plans to close more than 100 of its stores and galleries as part of a plan to cut costs and shift its global sales online. Securities filings show the company has total lease obligations of $1.6 billion, with more than $1 billion of that total due between this year and 2023. Tesla announced plans to close stores last month, along with a lower sticker price for the Model 3 sedan at $35,000. Austin Round Rock, Texas, tops a new Wall Street Journal ranking of the hottest labor markets in the U.S. The ranking used five metrics, including unemployment rate and wage growth, to rank 377 U.S. metro areas. Overall, technology centers and college towns have the hottest labor markets. But despite a strong market, not all parts of the country are seeing equal benefits. To find out how your city fares, check out the rankings at WSJ.com. The cleaning craze sparked by Netflix reality TV show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo has led to an increase in donations to thrift stores as consumers offload items that no longer spark joy. Some thrift stores say they're becoming inundated and want to remind people to donate items that can be of use to others, not goods they simply don't want anymore. As a manager at an Australian charity told the Wall Street Journal, quote, "We aren't a place for people to just dump their rubbish." Still to come, why some companies are investing more in training for their employees. Employers are having a tougher time attracting skilled workers amid a tight labor market. That's prompted some top companies to invest in retraining their employees. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Zeke Manaya. Zeke, we got the most recent jobs figures on Friday. Unemployment fell to 3.8%, and that's making it tougher for employees to attract top talent. But there are also some other factors at play here contributing to a shortage of skilled workers. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, there's been a lot of hand-wringing over this. Apparently, corporate leaders are looking at the workforce and not just seeing a shortage of workers, but not seeing the workers that they need. Declining birth rates have been blamed for this. A misaligned educational system that's not producing the skills that are hotly sought after, and a quickly advancing digital workplace that might be leaving some people behind.
Are there particular industries that are feeling this pinch more than others?
Oh, yeah. There's some interesting blind spots in the labor market. A shortage of truck drivers, a shortage of welders. There's a shortage of data scientists as well. If you have any of those skills, your resume is hotly sought after.
Let's talk about what some companies are doing to bridge the gap. You found several employers who are investing in retraining. What are some of the steps they're taking?
Yeah, there seems to be a trend, a growing trend, I should say, of folks looking inward, looking at employees that are already on the payroll and training them to get some of those skills that they can't find on the labor market. So you have, for example, there's a company that I interviewed, a CFO that I interviewed for waste management, a garbage company. And they always need, half of their employees are truck drivers and technicians. So they've opened up new training schools, one in Florida, one in Arizona, to try to fill some of those spots.
Are companies spending more now than they have in the past on training programs?
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to a few CFOs who say that. It just isn't optional anymore. You have to open up the purse strings and pay for extra training for your employees, not just to get the workers in the door, but it's a matter of retention as well. If you want your workers to stay happy, you have to give them a chance to develop their skills.
The Trump administration is also taking a look at this issue. A group known as the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board met for the first time last week. Tell us about some of the factors they're focusing on.
Yeah, this is quite a heady group. You have the CEOs of some of the biggest companies in the United States, and they're tossing around this question of training and filling the skill gap, trying to address the needs that they have in their companies and looking for solutions in educational reform, immigration reform, to try to bring some of those skills and workers into the American workplace.
And you also spoke to some experts about longer-term solutions to some of those factors we talked about earlier. What did they have to tell you?
Yeah, they mentioned that schools, especially trade schools, would have to step in and get some of the future workers of America trained up. And it isn't necessarily just white-collar jobs that we're missing. We need welders. We need our truck drivers. Immigration reform to get some of those workers from overseas. Targeted immigration reform. It's a hot issue, but it's something that they were talking about in their first meeting. And other long-term solutions, possible solutions. There's not much you can do about declining birth rates, but that's something that they were also discussing.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Zeke Minaya joining us in our studio in New York. Thanks, Zeke.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.